An extract from Grantchester Grind by Tom Sharp. The Dean sat down and was astonished when, even before he had begun his porridge, the senior tutor spoke.
"It is absolutely vital that we have a meeting this morning," he said. "You and me and the Prelector, my room, 10 o'clock.
The Dean looked shocked. It was an unspoken rule at Porterhouse that no one talked at breakfast. A good morning grunt was permitted, but that was all. The rest of the meal was eaten in silence. Something had to be very seriously wrong for the senior tutor, a stickler for a tradition, to have spoken as he had. The Dean nodded rather irritably and said nothing. His porridge was getting cold. But then the Prelector arrived, and the Dean whispered,
Has the Master passed on?"
The senior tutor shook his head.
"Worse than that, much worse," he said. "Can't talk about it now. It's all the bursar's fault,"
the senior tutor began, but the Prelector, who it seemed to the Dean had changed in some important respect during his absence, stopped him.
"The matter is far too serious to start apportioning blame," he said, "and frankly, I'm not at all sure we should be seen to be discussing the matter in public. Scullion seems to exercise some peculiar influence over the man. It's quite remarkable to watch the creature's reaction when the Master wheels himself into the room.
I believe certain snakes have the same effect on their prey.